Do you know yet?
She was in her bed this morning.
Yeah, sure was her.
Hope so.
You sure wasn't her?
Yes, it wasn't. I'm pregnant.
And just follow.
I swear it's going to be done. How would I think that you know that?
Some cards here. His father rented him to the itchy gold Goldfins Clinton. That was his name.
That's what those
are. Huh? Benny Benedict's father, a man by Itchy Goldfins' boy, first daughter.
His brother?
His brother. So I say, what are you doing here, Mr. Benedict? He says, this guy's my tenant, but. No. I said, what are you doing here? He says, what do you mean? This guy was my tenant. So you want to hear a funny story? When this kid was born, when the next kid was born, I lived upstairs. He told me, listen, keep an eye on my kids. Keep an eye on my kids. It was early Shabbos morning. I told my wife, I got to take care of the kids. I mean, they wake up. He said, okay, so go downstairs. They went downstairs. I was tired. I went to sleep in his bed. And all of a sudden, he comes knocking on the door. Mommy, how you doing? So I guess I was in the mommy's bed. I have no idea. It's great. Graduate today, something like that.
So he's probably going to
yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it was a nice wedding. A lot of people. A lot of officials. No, they only had seven people. The rest was 997 from a lot of main street.
It's a pretty popular guy.
All of Joe and Alvarado. It's a lot of people.
It wasn't a lot. It wasn't nearly what Miller had.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Who's this Miller guy?
Listen, even just
around the corner from here.
Even just where he lives.
Father? Father? He knows Father. He was Bakar in Anxious Fire for 50 years.
He grew up in Lakewood?
Yeah. Forest Avenue. Oh, Camp Line, Forest Avenue. Corner House.
He grew up in Lakewood?
Sure.
There's no house there.
Corner House. Faces the forest.
Spider didn't fit.
Next to Jacobs?
Yeah. But if you marry a
so what? Jacobs, yeah. The guy just broke it. Next to the new house?
No, it's two houses there. Three houses there. You can see there's three houses in that guy. Next to Seawall.
Seals are pioneers.
Well, they moved. They used to. To me, Seawall is a forest.
Maygelli?
Yeah,
Maygelli?
No, it was Spider and Mew, but I'll tell you, it was the girls. The girls, Ashka, they had a mix of everything.
Yeah, totally mixed.
Mixed
seats.
It was the same thing. It's like you face the other way, the guy comes to meet you.
One face one way, one face the other way?
Yeah, you gotta do a pshara.
Were you there for the chuppah?
You gotta do a pshara.
Did they do, like, after all the brothels and everything, like, half hour?
Benny Freeman ran the chuppah.
Really?
Benny Freeman ran the chuppah, so it took an hour and a half anyway.
I'm not standing there anymore.
Did he walk out the greeter?
Oh, no, he's not. But he knows all people.
I went to
back in the day, he was
the barber. I went to his wedding, and after everything was over, it was loaded for 5 minutes.
Today's shir sponsored Bush Lema, Yaakov Mefrumet, and Yishon Nachmalim and Shana Dina, who's in Gaza, and for Omer Mekasim and Ona Esther,
Gaza's getting complicated.
El Yoda and Yitzchok and Israel,
by the way, Gaza's getting complicated.
Zog Digamara, thank you. Netanyahu. Zog Digamara.
Don't worry, Levi has the answer.
This is why I come in for the breaking news.
What the Zion and Olive by the Toshma, about 7-8 lines from the top. Let's just recapitulate what's going on over here.
Yeah, client.
This is a sugya of all sugyas yesterday. I'm thinking of bringing a blazer from 10 to 11 on Thursday night to give us sugya on top of client.
You do that.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. People who don't have
perfect
to come.
Perfect timing.
People who make fun are not invited. But the people who want to get to sugya a little bit, maybe could come.
I really want
to focus when I
you think 1 hour he's going to be able to give the whole thing?
Give one mahalach.
That's four words.
We'll leave one mahalach.
Give a shir. Anyway, well, first the half hour is going to be talking.
So let's
Let's just recapitulate.
That's the reason we do.
So the Gemara said.
Of course, we don't want to do that.
Gemara said, there are some sugyas that you know so little of that it's worth it to. What's it called? But anyway, I didn't ask to bring them. A few people at night asked. They would get a shit.
Maybe they were teasing. What do we have to do with them?
Maybe they that's why I said don't come.
Maybe they were teasing you. Exactly who requested.
Dovi Becker.
Maybe they were teasing you.
Listen, Dovi Barosha.
If you tell me when he shows up,
now he's gonna.
Who, Dovi?
Yeah.
Comes every night.
I'm talking about for this.
He'll come. He'll be there. Are you kidding me? Naturally, he'll be there. He said he'll prepare. If I tell him tomorrow, he'll take off from work like he works, you know. But he'll prepare the whole day. He's very into it.
Let him give the shit.
He could.
Take
he
off
has a big lamdan.
I'm not.
Anyway, Zamora's like this. Zamora says,
Thursday night he's not going to be here.
We've heard that before.
So Gemara says,
he's not
going
to be here Thursday night. There's no way.
The Gemara says,
That's what he does. He's up.
Crazy. You ready, guys?
He's busy Thursday night.
So the Gemara says that they're talking about with two guys holding on, and then it came into one guy grabbed it.
No way.
And the guy was quiet, and then he started screaming because he thought Bezin was watching. The Gemara carries on, and the Gemara says, a shiloh, that even if you hold tuk for echo panini with sinus and the other, you do take it out of the guy's rishos. What about if you're makdish it? So the halacha is any makdashis. If you're tuk for echo panini with aim with sinus and the other, you don't take it out of his rishos because he had his din of a muchzik. So the Gemara has a shiloh, and this is a very funky shiloh because it's not really clear what the shiloh is, but we'll say face value. Hikdisha below tuk for the guy was makdish it and he's not tuk of it. What's the halacha? Now what's even the shiloh? Because if you're a makdashit, who are you to be makdashit? You're not a muchzik. Tell me that he's not a muchzik. You said, if takfa ain't mitzinas miyadoi, so what about disham, rasal gloria, mr. rasal hegit? It's the same halacha. You're not holding on to it.
But is it considered
so? So the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is, the Gemara Shaila is, which is going to say Pashup Shah. Don't ask me questions, a lot of kashas, a lot of shaila.
There's no Pashup Shah.
The Pashup Shah. To get through the Gemara's kashas, the guy was shosak. Same idea. The guy was shosak. So when I was makdashit, the guy was shosak. So now my words being makdashit has the same strength as if I'm holding on to it. Just like if I grab it and I hold on to it, and you're shosak, we say that you have a din of a muchzik. So if I'm makdashin and you're shosak, then also I have a din of a muchzik. That's also muchzik. That's Amar Asa's work. So that's the muchzik of Hekish. So Melo, does it work? Yes or no? So Gemara wanted to arrive from Mesusa. Gemara arrived from a bathhouse. That what happens? They were both fighting, and then one guy went and was makdashit, which is exactly our case. And we see that the Rabbanim, they refrain from using the bathhouse. They sent the kasha. They told the Baishi, when he goes to Rav Chisda in Kafri, he asked the question. He went to Rav Nunu. On the way, he stopped in by Rav Nunu, and Rav Nunu told him, I don't know what the question is. He had tuk v'kayin. What's tuk v'kayin? So Gemara says, tuk v'kayin is a very simple raya. Not so simple, but let's face value again. The raya of tuk v'kayin was that the Gemara Havamina, the reason why it's also v'kizav avodah, is because tuk v'kayin aim at siyam yodai. That the derivative of takfa kain emetim yaday is that's asur gizav avoda, and melo, if that's the case, you see that there is some kind of muksik over here. So if a gedisha is mukdash is also, again, it has to do with shasak because the other guy was shasak. Rashi mixes in shasak, yes shasak, not shasak. Pasha has to be shasak. I'm not 100% sure what the Morris kash is, but that's face value as the Morris kash. More answer than no. It's the reason why it's asur gizav avoda. Nothing to do with the fact that. It's also because avoda because it's kaddish marachem. It has nothing to do with the muksik. I mean, you came to raya to gedish and mekdeshes. There are no shaykes. I mean, we have no raya. The Gemara has no raya. So the Gemara says, "My ava lo demesusa." Lemaisa, what's lemaisa with this bath? The bottom was no raya to tuk for kain. No raya to tuk for kain. You have no raya to the bath. You have no raya to the bath. You have no raya to our original shaylo of gedisha is mekdeshes or not. So the Gemara says, "My avodah the mesusa. What's the ma'ase of shat in what's the ma'ase of the psak halacha with his bathhouse? The guy was makdish. Yes, no, it's toshma. There was a story by Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda by Rav Huna. Upashta Mahadam Rav Nachman. Kam Mamon Shein Yachal Etziya B'Dyanun. Hekdish Ein Kodesh. If you can't go to Bezdin, you have no raya. That's not Hekdish Ein Kodesh. Which from our bathhouse, by the way, L'chayr it's Ein Yachal Etziya B'Dyanun. Because then fine, nobody has a raya. Hayachal Etziya B'Dyanun. If you would be able to go to Bezdin and take it out, Hekdish Ein Kodesh. Afa gam doy afke, even though he did not take it out.
So then in the Taina.
It's a kasha. So Melo, how could you
say?
How could you say that that would be hektish? And Rashi says regular gazela, stam gazela. So what's the pshat? So Gemara says, "Ishtikum missed the boat."
Okay.
Me sabim mesusa matatu. We're not talking about a bathtub. Didn't steal a bathtub. That's the question. Didn't steal a bathtub. He stole a mikvah, or in ground mikvah.
People inside.
The mesusa mekakoy askina. He took the keys to the door, to the building. It's not like regular gezel, where if it's yochel etziya b'dyanim, shneim ein yochel lahak tezel v'shein shloy zel v'shein v'shusoy, because he's here, he might come, I don't know.
He's gonna go where Shelly was for 2 days.
So.
Watch the kids.
No, I got the first.
You really think Shelly was watching the kids?
So basically over here, when this is Yochel Etziya B'Dyanim, it's automatically his because Kaka's ain't Nigzelus. No, you don't have to put in your shoes. Buy a bathtub. So yes, Shnei Menachon Zelfish and Shlomo Zelfish and Shusoy. So even if it's yours and you can be Etziya B'Dyanim, it's not your shoes. That was the Gemara's original kash. Gemara says this is different. This is talking about a mikvah. Mikvah Mechol Lekarka. So if Bezdin passes that it's yours, which is Yachal Etziya B'Dyanim, then of course it's yours. That's it. You don't need to do anything. Kaka in Nigzelus. That is the Gemara. Zotik Gemara. Turn it up to Chibah Merov Kamei Derovo. We move on to a new Sushma, Shnayim Duk Mishtar. What a way to finish up a coin. So, Tara Tachlifa, Mamai Rava, Kameda Avo.
We'll continue tomorrow
next year. Tara Tachlifa, Kameda Avo. Shnaim Adukum Atalos. Two people are holding on to the towels. Me and Chapel holding on to the Faraguchi, the tie. Zenoka Amakashel Magas. Zenoka Amakashel Magas. Each one is holding on. You get the fat part of the tie, I get the skinny part of the tie. And the rest of the tie you split evenly.
Okay.
Machulori Ravavo, he showed him to the sky and pointed up. Vishvur has to be Vishvur. Now it's a shaila I had to learn over here. Vishvur, was he referring on the whole thing or only on the rest? Tosfos says near the lake I've seen of Ashar. Av Mashu Yodam Gaz Yishba. Given the Nishkanashua, Shalaya Unamalik Pateku. Tom Zay Yishba Av Mashu Tosfos. Tosfos learning that.
No Taina here? Why is
this different than the Mishnah? Wait, good kasha. You're
asking a
2,000-year-old question.
You think?
So the Gemara says...
No, I probably know
it. I just don't know yet. The Pagah Adodi V'Lok Tani Zen Neutel.
Tomorrow night
you'll get an answer.
Tomorrow night you'll get an answer.
Is it?
The recess of my mind.
It's the Gemara's next question.
No.
You were in recess the whole, your whole childhood, as I recall.
I got smacked for being in recess.
What's that case? I'm a papa that tvisi bika kashta. They were holding on to the edge. Oh, that's it. So they're holding on to the edge, and maybe over there it's different. This sudra. This sudra. Kina tavas be shalosh al shalosh. Queen of Nassal and Ray with commander passes down the cunning. The what?
That's why it's different.
What, Adukim?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody says that. Somebody says that what is the Shnei Madukim? Their mom is holding on to it. They're tugging on it. Yeah.
I do consult Shaka back and forth on it.
It's not.
Yeah, Terry says that our mission is not. No, this case is Adukin. Our mission is not.
Mission is just
Adukin. Just holding on. I'm holding on to the edge. That's what it says. Adukin. Our mission and Adukin.
Holding on to the edge is less
of a. No, Adukin means you. Adukin means you. You're incest.
No, Adukin is the end. Adukin is a good hole. Adukin,
what?
You got it.
So everybody's sure that you
had. Adukin. Ready?
Give it out.
We got to call. We got to call that Duke, man. So there's one thing about right
there.
I'm a Rosh Hashanah Shmamin a high sugar. Keep it a Thomas Beisholish Hashalish. Since you hold on, if you hold on to a Shalish Shalish, which is a Mokum Chashivas for Begid, Kriyim Beminosel Ready to Command the Posik Dami Vekani, which means Alocha. No, we learn out from Rus. It says naloy, but naloy. You need a kinyan for naloy, and less than three etzbois is not called a beggar. So over here, we consider that it's nothing reyu. Shemosh is ma'ishon rechizda amel rechizda get biyadoi v'etin gemara u'meshicha biyadoi v'yachol anakla v'yatzla inu v'gashli. You see clearly, you don't need shalosh on shalosh. Well, it says no shaychiz can't skashon get. Also, creases being in Maleka, you need creases. As long as the guy can pull it away, that's not creases. How can the Sina be on? They could need the Sina. That's not a possibility.
He's got the whole get.
Oh, he's got it. No, the get's not, but the get's the later. Shoulders now, and also very the green, the same package.
It's actually that's Purim, right?
Vaika, Amarava. In Haisa Tazmu Zahavis. It was a gold baggage. Chalkin, he had Trump's sneakers. You Chalkin. So why is that Pshita? Of course. But Shricha, the koi, the hava, I mean, sorry, the gold in the middle. So Hanam Shita, why is that any different? But Shricha, the mikra v'gabichat. No, it's closer to one guy. Now, Tehma, the Amalei ploy kochi, he split it like this, and he'll get more gold. Mashallah, the Amalei, my cause the pogs hachi, ploy kochi. Why is it like this, split it like this? I mean, that's the chiddush that you split it the way that they both get the same thing of the gold. Zok the Gemara.
The part that they're holding is.
The part that holding is not the gold. Gold's in the middle.
I know, but that you don't worry about the value of the part you're holding.
Right. His time is that you should actually make a chalukah the way it is. Make a scissor cut it in half. The Gemara is saying no. We never. That was never.
The Gemara is saying that we don't.
That we just split the value of the talus.
Oh, vertical horizontal.
Vertical horizontal saying now.
Right, but if the part you're actually holding is the gold part, we don't worry about it.
You're the magas. You're the magas, then you get it. That's no question. That was the first part of the Gemara.
But we're talking about fringes now.
If you're holding on to the other magas, you're holding on to half the tie. You get half the tie. He gets half the tie. The rest is split.
It's
not
actually saying that half
is
this. It's saying that.
It doesn't matter. That's not that was. That's how we started the sugya. There's nothing more about it. Shnayim adukin. Now it's interesting that we have this halacha of kinyan sudur. We do it all the time. We do it when you sell your chametz. We do it by the ksuba. When you write the tanoim and by the chasen, you take. So some people use a gartel. A gartel is not shalos or shalos. Unless you get one of those big rabbi gartels. Most gartels are not shalosh shalosh. Take out a gartel from your pocket, you see it all the time. You can give it. So it's a shayla if you can use a gartel because it's not shalosh shalosh. But the Hatzvi says that because it's a beged, because it's a beged shalom, you're allowed to use it. But it's not posh. Not everybody holds like that.
So you usually use a pen?
Use a pen. Use a yarmulke. Yarmulke.
Because
by the time it's a beged.
Yeah, yarmulke
for my
misogyny.
No, a pen is a. It's a kid. No, it's a kli.
So you make a kinyan chalukah. It doesn't have to be a pen, which is a kli, but if you're using the cloth, it should be
something. It should be a beggar, a shalosh, a shalosh. You use a little shard of...
Because otherwise it's not called a beggar. That's the
one. If you take out a guy's little yam, you ever see the Israeli little smartut on their heads? The little one? What do you call that? The hobby puck the guy wears? No, the little small one. Only in Israel I saw it. I never saw it in America.
Small.
The eye patches?
Like that. And gets,
the eye patches.
It's all the way down, I think.
Like
yeah.
As a,
you don't
I
one.
Use it as a.
Anyway.
While you were away.
The Naftali Bennett one?
How's that? Who?
The Naftali Bennett one?
Yeah, the Naftali Bennett one, exactly. Yeah,
small screen.
Done,
you got it.
Very good.
Yeah.
incest.
You got it.
Talk about it. Shnayim Aduka Mishtar.
Don't say that.
Didn't work today.
What? His guys think
his
ass
is on. Yeah. Hi, guys. They don't know English.
Shnayim Aduka Mishtar.
That's your headphone.
You ready?
We're going to do that again?
Let's go. Shnayim Aduka Mishtar. Mavo Amar Shaliyu. Mavo says it's his. Benafo Meni. Two people holding on the shtar. Malva says, Malva is the lender. He says it was mine and it fell. From what Sosiv. The Leib Amar, Shalchahu, Uparatif. Yeah, it is yours.
Was yours.
Was yours, but I paid you. Look, he's kind of a shtar. Dear Rebbe, you have to give me a kind of shtar. And
first you have to validate the shtar.
First you have to validate the shtar. And then if it's validated, then you keep the shtar the way it is. That's Chazaka, it goes to the Malva, and you can collect the money. That's Rebbe Yosef. Shingle them, and Yechloiku, you split it. What about Nafal Shtar? Nafal Liadayin? Liyati Alamas. We'll see what this means. It's not tomorrow, Rebbe Yosef, I'm not Rebbe Chazkosai. I'm a Ma'i, it's Kaim Shtar Bechazon. The government Malva Kule, and he'll be able to collect the whole thing. But let's lay Masis and Shnai Merksen. Don't you have this Mishnah Shnai Merksen? We say Yechloiku. I'm not going to Mekuyim, Dibra Kol Yechloiku. No, you're right. If it's Mekuyim, where it changes. Mekuyim is Dibra Kol Yechloiku. There's no question that you have to split it. So Sofik. Ki Pligi, V'she'ena Mekuyim. It's not
certified.
Not certified. Now, Mekuyim, Rashi says, what does Mekuyim mean? It means it was a hempik. What's a hempik? A hempik is that Bezdin writes. It went to Bezdin, and Bezdin checked it out, gave them, and they wrote. They have a stamp. They say this star is a real star, and there's these Adam are real Adam. We check them out, and it's a real thing. And they write the lashon in Aramaic. It's called Shtar Denon Nafika Manav Asidu Ploni Ploni Achsimus Daiv Ashunu VeKaimunu Kedekazi. It's a lashon that Bezdin writes. So when you have that lashon, I guess it was all on the stamp, you know?
It's notarized.
Notarized by Bezdin.
A big stamp.
Right? A big stamp, yeah. So then the halacha is that's Mekuyim, and it's good to go. So Gemara says, the Mekuyim, Dibra Kol Yechloiku. If it's Mekuyim, everybody holds it's Yechloiku. Keep Pligi, B'she'en Mekuyim. That it's not Mekuyim. It was not notarized. So Rebbe Savar, Moed B'Shtar Shekosu, Tzarech L'Kaimle. If you agree that this Shtar was written, you have to be Mekayim. Be Mekayimle, so Pollock. Then you split.
Why?
Because once it's Mekuyim, we just finished. The Shtar is Mekuyim, you split. That's what we just finished saying. But he holds that even if it's not Mekuyim, you're Mekuyim to make it Mekuyim. Once you agree that the Shtar was written, you're Mekayim. So maybe, why once you're Mekayim, you're back to squid to the first halacha. Be Mekayimle, Pollock. We lay Mekayimle, like Pollock. My time, chas ba'amu, it's nothing. Man kamash v'le l'hai shtar loyvo. So the Gemara says, man kamash l'hai shtar loyvo. How come in the priya? He says it was paid up. Rav Shimon gomli ala mechavar. No. My shtar shkosu ain't tzarech l'chaim. Ba'av kud loyvo kaim le, yechloiku. Even though you're not kaim, you have to split it. He holds you'd have to split. You still have to split it, just like our Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Nafal yadayin lo yitzir lomus." If it falls to your hand, yadayin, you don't take it out. Maishnal yadayin. What's the difference yadayin? Who cares yadayin or somebody else? Amarava hachikama. This is the case. The acha shemotzer shtar shenafal yadayin. Somebody found means not the loiva, not the malva, not the lender or the borrower. That it was a shtar that was already in Bezdin that has a kiyum, that has a hempik. It's already notarized. Then over there you can't collect. There's no hampik. You could say the guy wrote it and then he wanted to borrow money.
He had money.
And then he decided he doesn't need it. And I feel the cost of a hampik, the mekuyim lo yachsa. Why? The chashil prime. You chashish that the guy paid it off. So at this point, if the Malva Leiva didn't find it, somebody else found the shtar, that Bezdin was Mekayim, you say, don't touch it, because you never know. And maybe it's true that he did borrow it, but he paid him. So at that point, you can't take out the shtar. Rabbi Yosi Amar? No, Rabbi Bechazkosoi. He says, the shtar Bechazokah, you have a hempik, shtar Mekuyim, There's no reason to say anything. Malach Hashina Leparayim. He's not Kosher Parayim. Why? Because he has a Svara. Everybody knows if I lend Chapel money, so I write a Shtar, the Chapel, you owe me $100. When Chapel comes to pay me back, he rips the Shtar. He'll leave me with the Shtar because tomorrow I'll come again. I have a Shtar. It's Makuyim. It's what's called a mezdin in court. It's admissible in court. This thing is admissible in court. He could go actually collect, take my house. So Lamaisa automatically rip it up. So if you find a shtar with a hempik, you can't come with a pine and say Piroin. It's ridiculous. It's Piroin, then you ripped it up. Nobody leaves a shtar around where you want to collect twice. So Mela, he owes you not Khosh Piroin, no such thing.
So it goes to the Mala completely?
It goes to the Mala completely. Because it's Edom HaMukuyim, it's regular shtar. Zakti Gemara, V'lei Chai Shibyesu Piroin, is that true? It's not Chai Shibyesu the hal couple there a little bit, the Gemara goes back and forth. Ratanya, Matzah Shtar Ksub B'Shuk. A guy finds a Shtar Ksub B'Shuk, which means that I am married, I have a Shtar Ksuba, my wife has a Ksuba. You find that in the Shuk, who do you return it to? You return it to my wife, or you return it to me? It means, is it that maybe I paid my wife already a Ksuba? So that's a Shiloh. So Gemara is a Matzah Shtar Ksub B'Shuk. The Baal says, I never paid it back. You give back to the... Yeah, I never paid her. You give it back to the lady. Ain't a Baal Moida. You don't return to anybody. And ain't a Baal Moida means that he says, I paid it. I paid her up to Ksuba already. I had some extra cash. I gave it to her in case we get into a fight. Ain't a Baal Moida. No, there's a split. All you talk is Bailo. If she's still married, so Yaxel Isha. Nis Amel and his Gansha, Yaxel, Lezel. So if she's under the husband and there was, they're not Megarish, then of course you give back the lady. But if it's, and the reason is because a person doesn't pay up his Ksuba early. Nobody pays up 20,000. Why are you paying it up? Unless you're planning on getting divorced, even planning on divorce, why would you pay it up early? I can invest the money until
fight about it for 2 years.
But if you're Nisama is Gaushu, Liyak Loza Loza. So what do you see over here? You see clearly Nachush is Brun. Rabbi Yosi is Nachush Brun. He just said Khush Rabbi Yosi says, here you see your Akhush Brun. Nisam is Garsha. Leach Lezo is that why? Because you're Chosh Parayim.
It's like a third party.
So you see clearly the Achosh Parayim. So Gemara says, Epoch. Let's turn around the first halacha. At the beginning, we started off there. BAC says that Harei Bechaskos Lechashin Parayim. Turn that around. BAC is the one that holds the Achosh Parayim. And now it's a fit. Your BAC fits. It's a fit to Gemara. It's very nice that you made a BAC fit. Epoch, Nafu Yadayin, Lo Yosi Olamas, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. V'chamayim Harei B'chizkosoi, because you're not Chosh Parayim. Sefek Gemara, then you have Kashtu Rabbanan Rabbanan. Then you have Shver Rabbanan. It's very nice you helped Rabbi Yosi, but now Rabbanan is Shver. We're understanding that this Braisa now, of where Nafel, where the Shtar fell down, this Ksuba, is Machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan. That's the way we're understanding. Tanakam is Rabbanan. So we're understanding that this Braisa is Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan. Then the original, now it's Rabbanan Shver. If he switched around, then he messed up Rabbanan. The Chosh Brian over there was saying, Ah, Chosh Brian. So now, Rabbi Yosi is good, but Rabbanan is Shver. El Kash Rabbanan Rabbanan. So Gemara says, you're understanding the Brisa wrong. This Brisa Ksuba, you're understanding is a Tanakama, and there's Rabbi Yosi. And Tanakama is Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yosi is the second Shita. No, it's all Rabbi Yosi. Shtar Ksuba, Kula Rabbi Yosi. The whole member, the whole brice of Ksuba is all Rabbi Yosi. Ksuba Maksa, Rachikani. Ain't a Baal Moida. If the Baal's not Moida, so lo yachse, lo yozeh, lo yozeh. You don't give it to anybody. I met Baal Moshe and Sa'am and Zgarsha. Because of the Yechashi Parayim. Aval, Oida, Takas Baila, Yachse Lisha. Over there you give back to Lady. Why? Shab Yosi, Oimer, Oida, Takas Baila, Yachse Lisha, Nisa'am and Zgarsha, lo yachse, lo yozeh, lo yozeh. So it's all Rabbi Yosi, and Melech fits. Rabbanan is not saying that Yechosh Yeprayim. Rabbanan is not in that Brice at all. We leave the original Brice, we leave like the Epoch.
That Rabbi Yosi
is Chosh Yeprayim. And the reason why it's not Shvera, because look, we're just saying, and Rabbanu is Bechlal not in the Gay, Rabbanu is not Bechlal not in the Brai, so everything fits like a glove. Don't switch around. We're going the original one. Don't switch around Rabbi Yossi says, you're not Chosha Prime, because then we have a Kasha from Ksuba, you're not Chosha Prime. So Rabbanu says, that we can fix. Rabbi Yossi, you're the brand of Rabbanu comes over. With the D, I feel this Amma is Gasha, Nami Lechshin Prime. We're not Chosha. So really, the Ksuba, when you find the Shtar Ksuba, it's Muxa. And you give back to the lady. Because it was Lechshin Prime. But you, Rabbanon, who are Choshev Rayim, are doing mirrors, but every time it's the Asli Isha. At least if the lady's under the husband's watch, means he's still married, you give back the lady, because you're not Choshish, the law must be Rayim, because at that point, nobody pays up fully. If it's Zahmul, it's Garisha, I understand. But if it's every time it's Baal, at least agree with me over there. Rabbanon says, no. Maybe Tzara Atfasa means that he came across, he gave her the money early, he came across money, and he gave her early so he found money, so he gave it to her. So Gemara says, Ravina Amar Lo'olam Epoch Kamaisa. We do switch the first one. Like we said, we have a kasha, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi fits, but Rabbanon doesn't fit. What do you know about Rabbanon? So we answered that Chazur Machzera and the whole Brisa Ksuba is only Rabbi Yossi. Now they want to say, no. Let's say there is a Tanakama and Rabbanon. There is Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Then it's Shver, Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. So Gemara is very simple. Rabbina will oil me for Kamaisa. I have a time to send the Shver, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. You fix Rabbi Yossi, you don't fix Rabbanon. Time to Rabbanon. Hacha, Shokashin, Shtek Subas. Because there's two ksubas here. Beis tush teksubas lechayish. So there's an important Rashi over here. Rashi says, let's just see this Rashi. Olam epach kamaisa. With the kasha of the abanan lo tikshu tamay the abanan b'ksuba. Lama shu lechashin leprayim. Demand the parah v'hagal eshtar la'al tekarale. Everybody agrees to that. He ripped the shtar. Lama shu lechashin leshtay ksubas. Shem echaza v'kasa l'ksuba achay eshniya la'ach shnav l'ez miyada. V'chashish that he wrote after the ksuba fell. The wife comes, you know, I lost the ksuba. I know by spitz, he had to write a new ksuba. His house burned down. He couldn't find the ksuba. That night, Isha b'lo ksuba, asur b'lo yichud. I did not let her live with your husband. So Mela had to go with your wife. So Mela had to go.
Be yichud, or you just added that word?
It says yichud, I think.
Yeah?
So he needed it for that night, you said?
They needed to live together, yeah. You have to have it. Just to stay together in a house. And yichud, you're not allowed to have it. Now a little together.
Negotiate terms, though.
So.
No, you're still
is. I don't have to know. My wife has to know.
Okay. Does your wife know?
I'm sure she does.
She would have kicked him out of that.
Anyway.
There's no way that most wives
know. I have 9 kids. No yichud.
Why not?
That spits on the other hand.
Why not? Wow.
Anyway, you have to know where Xu is.
Oh, my wife knows. It's hanging on the wall.
Your kid's hanging?
The kid, yeah. You can take it.
No, I asked Marashiva. He said it's the best. He says the best thing. My father.
Why? You can take it. You can hide it.
Artistic suva, because that's what he had.
It's an other spectrum ksuba. It's like it's nishtahi nishtahe. It's not sure who owns the house. Who what?
Hold on. Said, I want him to finish the story.
No, he said it. He's like, fuck her. He's like, she'll always know where it is.
Yeah, but you could take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but his wife will know. She walks in every day.
Good. So he says he paid it up.
Then you have this
whole. So you don't. Who be? Are you talking about Bailo? Are you talking about Bailo? You don't pay up Ksuba. Who pays up early?
It says anywhere that she has to hide it.
She has to know where it is.
Right.
So, I don't know. I always thought that. Who was he? Says that he puts his Ksuba in a Ksuba stuff cuff. So every year he cleans the place up. He knows where it is. That's the one useful thing I got.
It's a good idea. It's a great idea.
I wonder how many are in Santander's safe deposit box now that we close them down.
I don't know. Anyway, Labas Piroini, I have a safe in the yeshiva for mine.
This is the biggest problem, Klaus.
A new safe I got.
When I move into my mother, I'm going to find it.
You're living in sin?
Yeah. Just like anybody else.
Your nine kids is not a problem with Yichud, but living with the in-laws, that's a problem with Yichud.
You seem to have a very... you have a problem.
I'm saying the only reason you didn't have a 10th kid is because you couldn't find
my Thank you, Avi, for really... for the inset. Anyway, so the Gemara says, for the narrative, yes. So Gemara says, so what's Shtei Ksuvos? So Rashi says, continue Rashi, because the Ksuvos says, Shniel Achshon Avos Lez Miyodah, Ve'ein Abal Moida, the Tani, when it says, Ein Abal Moida, Lama Ein Reparati, El Boima Al Tachsu Lo, Sheyesh Rod Achers, Ve'toitza Al Yosh Shta Achers Shta, what the husband's taina is, according to this Gemara's pshat, he's taining that, don't give her back the Ksuvos, because she'll collect from the Yoshin, when I die, she'll collect two Ksuvos, because I wrote her a new Ksuvos. That's what he's talking.
It's really, you're not
going to be able to pay you off. He says, you can't do this. The kids are going to have to pay 40 grand. It's ridiculous. So this is every star. I couldn't find a star, but Gary found in the Gita we have Torah and Taifas. The Torah is the main part of the star. It has the Zman and the Shem Ish V'Isha. Now, it's interesting that it doesn't matter Shem Ish V'Isha, because the Teufus at the end of every star, the bottom line, Rashi explains, you make a summary of the whole star, and that's good enough also. The only milah that the Teufus has over the Teufus is Man, which means you collect from the Shabbatim. It means if I'm holding on to the Teufus, you hold on to the Teufus, we both could collect, we both own the Chayv. But I have an advantage by holding on to the Torah, and the Gemara is going to say that in a few minutes, that I could get from a Shabbatim, so there's an advantage here. So now, they're both on the Torah, the Shnei Matayif, they're both on to everything. Like we're saying, like we said in Amar Aleph, you're holding on to this, you're holding on to this, you take what you're holding on to. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Lo'ilam Cholken. It doesn't matter, you're split. I have a tanya zenod and makom shiur demagaz. That's what we said. That was the halacha. We started off with the brisa. The tshuicha the koy toyv b'mitzoy. No, the toyv is smack dab in the middle. Ihachi ma'al memes. What's the chiddush? Of course, the tshuicha the mikru v'gabichad. The same thing we said before. Ma'al tem amalei ploy kachi. Come on, shon amalei. Ma'achaz the ploy kachi. Do horizontal way.
It's like the goal.
Like the goal. So Amalei Avachem and Diflei Avina Alei Belazer. The Amalei Zenot the Teiv Zenot the Teiv. Lamalei. What does it need it for? Because up, it's a chwisa yitzarik. What does it need the guy has a Teiv. I understand the Teiv is what's he doing with it? What's he doing with it? He wasn't understanding. Like it's not worth anything. So Gemara says no. Amalei LeDemei. We don't. It's for the money. It's not for the value of the paper.
It's only as good as what's burning.
It's the money that a Torah is worth and the money that a paper is worth. The Amar Hachi Shtarid is Bezman, Kamashavi, but the life is not Kamashavi. And the Shtarid is Bezman, Gav Meshavdi. That's what it means. It means the guy who's holding on to the Torah, he gets more money because it's worth more money, that Shtar. The guy who's on Typhus, it's worth more money. It's not talking about the paper. It means the value of a Torah as opposed to a taifus is more. So Gemara says, "Vidach legam mishabdi yom lehech the bainim bainim v'yachleiku." Vidach legam mishabdi yom lehech. They give him that part of the taifus. The bainim bainim yom lehech the bainim bainim. Right?
Yeah.
Yom lehech bainim bainim v'yachleiku namidam marn. And now the Gemara doubles down on this. And all the yachleikus that we said is ledemei. It doesn't mean you actually cut the tiles in half. What do you use of Baruch Shamar? You have a pair of tzitzis. You cut it in half, you use two. So, Ludemay means you take it and you sell it, and each one, you sell it for $100, and each guy gets $50. Dealers, they have a hockey, Schneider, so the tiles, Hakanam the pound, you just cut the tzitzis in half. How else to do? You ruin the whole beggar. What is it? That's not really good kasha. Well, the kasha, Chazak Tanim. Yeah, you took a big towel, you cut it in half. Now a little kid can use the towel.
Use it to wipe your nose.
Someone says, "Hold on, Rabbi, my towel was ever spoken. How can I have the pergola? What are you going to do with the towel ever? What is that going to help?" I said, "What do you mean? Holokasha, the chazan and melachim. Yeah, you have a rich kid. He can use the schatzi towel was ever." Someone says, "Okay, well, now what do you do next Gemara? Well, tonight, how can I have the pergola? How can I have the pergola? You split the animal? What, you just cut down the poop? Perhaps you put it through a guillotine. Perhaps you do it. You ruin the whole animal." So what's the mission with the Hira Khazibah? So you take a steak. So yeah, we split it, you take two steaks, I take two steaks. And with the mayo, now what? What's it worth? How's to do? You kill the whole thing. Elo, the mayo, Okhanano, the mayo. It has to be that's for money. When we say split, we don't mean split. You cut it down the middle. It's ridiculous. It's all for money. And each one, and if Shnaim Adukim, so you have more of that chayfetz, you get more money. And the middle you split, it's all money. It's all about money. It's not about, so you don't take a tie and split it in half. You lose the whole value of the time. That is the Gemara, Mardik Gemara. Zok the Mishnah Ches Beis. We're almost done. We have four Mishnahs left. Big scene next week. Okay. Amar Hashem Chinam Hechad Shari. Hashem Chinam is part on everything. So unless only Pshia is Chayav. So Hashem Chinam, we have my ox. Amar Lo Meis. I'm sorry. Die. But really, evolution nishba, it broke, or nishba got captive, or nignav got stolen, or avad got lost. What about, you say, he says nishba, it broke, really, who shameis, or nishba, or nignav, or avad. Or he says nishba got cash, who shameis, or nishba, or nignav, or avad. Or nignav got stolen, who shameis, but he says it got stolen, really, died, nishba, or nishba, or avad. Or he says, Avad, Lusha, Meis, and Nishba, and Nishba, and Nigna. And the guy tells him, Mashmeach, and Iba, Amr, Amr, and his partner. Why? Because he wasn't Kaifa Akol. The only time he Chayav is Kaifa Akol. Over here, if it's not Kaifa Akol, Mela, you're not going to be Chayav. Kevin, Ashan, and Chayav.